Secular, an update on Pastor Saeed Abedini's case. Our guests in studio in Washington, D.C., not me.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
And tonight, well, this sounds very ominous. An American pastor from Idaho disappears from a jail in Iran. His alleged crime? Well, he's accused of trying to convert Muslims.
Jay Sekulow is the chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. That's the organization representing Pastor Saeed Abedini's wife and children.
Jordan Sekulow of the American Center for Law and Justice. This group has been fighting, trying to help Pastor Abedini with this case.
Plus, new information about the American pastor that was sentenced to 8 years in a notorious Iranian prison. He was sentenced for being a Christian.
In a just released letter, he describes being physically and psychologically tortured because of his Christian faith.
Prayer vigils for Pastor Saeed were held around the world today to mark the anniversary of his imprisonment. Thousands gathered with one prayer that the pastor be freed.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "Silence in the face of evil in itself is evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act."
Kids are growing up without him, and our family is different. Looking back to that last year, we were together, we were a family, and this year they spent Father's Day alone, graduation from kindergarten, they were alone.
We've had you on before. I hope I don't have to have you on again. Thank but you. If he stays in prison, we'll have you on again.
Thank you.
And we'll keep talking about Saeed.
Pastor Saeed Abedini was then shackled and denied medical treatment.
Just let me welcome everyone who has joined us at this vigil for Pastor Saeed Abedini and the persecuted Christians around the world. Petition the Lord for the release of Saeed, but for so many others held captive because of their faith. Knocking on the door to the Iranian regime, demanding and praying for justice and for the release of Saeed Abedini, the Christian, the husband, the father.
My heart cries because it misses daddy.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We're joined by Jordan and Nagme in our offices in Washington, D.C., and our television audience is here with us as well. So we want to get right into this conversation because we've been talking about the situation with Pastor Saeed this week, but I think it would be really appropriate to go right to Jordan and Nagme here. Jordan, quickly first on the legal side, we've got the P5 plus one discussions. We've made a specific request to the State Department.
That's right, a very clear request. We've asked people to join on, and over 100,000 people already have, and a request to President Obama, but specifically Secretary of State Kerry, that with whatever new concessions may be made with Iran, if there's an extension of the current negotiations, because the deadline is supposed to be on Monday, so we're less than a week away, that Saeed needs to be released. It's not a part of the deal. We're not calling for Saeed to be part of a nuclear agreement. But instead, that it's part of a good faith effort on Iran's behalf, that if we're going to continue sanctions relief, if we're going to offer more sanctions relief, then Saeed should be home.
Let me ask you this, Nagme. We're talking about confidence building measures. That's really what we're talking about here. We're not tying it in. But you have family that's there. What are you hearing? We're tight on time here. We'll get more into this after the break. But what are you hearing from your family and Saeed's condition right now?
Well, unfortunately, no one's been able to visit him the last 3 weeks now, and so there hasn't been much update. And the last we know, it's been emotionally and psychologically getting harder for him, and of course, physically, he's suffering. He's been hospitalized for 3 months this year and never treated for his problems. He has internal injuries because of beatings.
Right. All right, we're going to get more into this whole situation when we come back from the break. Let me encourage you to do something, folks. 114,272 of you have signed a petition. This is basically saying don't leave Pastor Saeed behind. We're not tying this into the P5 plus one as part of the deal, but it's called, in diplomatic circles, it's called a confidence-building measure, and that is to show good faith, release the American pastor held basically hostage or captive by the Iranian regime. You could sign the petition at aclj.org, or you could call us at 1-877-989-2255. So you can sign that petition at aclj.org, and we encourage you to do that now, or 1-877-989-2255. Adding your name to voice of over 100,000 speaking out for Pastor Saeed, 1-877-989-2255, or aclj.org. And if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684 3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to talk to Nagme.
A critical deadline is quickly approaching. American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen, remains wrongfully imprisoned in Iran. Now is a pivotal time in the fight for his freedom. The Obama administration is literally sitting across the table from Iran with a November 24th deadline for nuclear negotiations looming large. We can't trust Iran if it continues to wrongfully imprison an American pastor. That's why it is vital that you add your name to our new petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
By the way, the line in that song from our band here at Jay Sekulow Live actually was spoken by Nagma Abedini and Saeed Abedini's son Jacob, and we incorporated that into the song that is part of the book Rise of ISIS. Folks, we're going to give you an update. We've got Nagma Abedini in our studios in Washington, D.C. with Jordan. If you want to talk to her, express your thoughts and prayers for her family, or ask any questions, you could do so at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls on the situation with Pastor Saeed. And again, if you want to express your prayers and thoughts to Nagma, this is a great day to do it. 1-800-684-3110. Let me also tell you this. And I need to paint this picture for you, folks. We're sitting right now across the table, the United States, from the Iranians. Secretary of State Kerry with the foreign minister of Iran. And while those negotiations are going on for what's called the P5+1, which is the nuclear discussions, we've got an American citizen that's sitting in jail and is in very grave, as you just heard from Nagma, you could tell in her voice, in very grave situation. So we've got to ask ourselves, what can we do about this? And what we've done is we are now urging, really demanding that the Secretary of State get the release of Pastor Saeed here as part of the good faith measures that are going on. There's a petition we have up. It simply says, don't leave Pastor Saeed behind. And right now, it's 114,665 signatures, and that's growing. But we need you to be part of that. So go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. And while Nagma's with us, that'd be a great time for you to sign this petition. Again, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And if you want to talk to Nagma, this is a rare opportunity we have to do this in studio. You could do so today at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, quickly to you first, then to Nagma. I want to set the stage here. Legally, we know the pastor was charged with crimes that don't exist, that did not happen, of course, but let's set the stage legally, and then we'll find out exactly what Saeed Abedini was doing in Iran, working in the situation there.
Legally, Saeed was charged, which was unique, unlike many of the charges that come against Iranian Americans who have dual citizenship, who are accused of things like spying or being Zionist. Saeed was charged with something related to work he had done over a decade ago with house churches, and the Iranian government brought charges against him that he was attempting to undermine the national security of Iran because of his work in the early 2000s. So we're talking decades-old charges. Really, Iran, even for Iran standards, going out of their way to find something to charge him with that was unlike the normal charges of spying that we see more often from people who have a Western citizenship who are born in Iran. And so, again, that's why when you look at this and you compare it to other situations, Iran has really made no mistake about it. This is all because of his work as a Christian in the early 2000s when there were no legal problems whatsoever. So it was it was retroactive, going back in time to say, okay, we didn't like what you were doing then, and that's why you're going to be in prison and found guilty now.
All right, so Nagmay, again, if you want to talk to Nagmay, you can at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Nagmay, let's be very clear here. Of your family's engagement with Iran and what Saeed was doing, I think it's very important to reset the stage on this.
Well, even what Jordan said about going back a decade, 13 years earlier, house church gatherings are not illegal in Iran. They're actually allowed by the Iranian law. And so they said, okay, that's not an illegal act, but the intention was to undermine the national security of Iran. And he was there working on an orphanage, on the Iranian government's encouragement, and you know, I feel like he was taken hostage, and they didn't say he broke any law while he was in Iran. They went back to 13 years earlier when he was working with a more moderate government under President Khatami of Iran, and they were allowing it. They were monitoring the house churches, and again, house church activity is house church gatherings are not illegal in Iran.
So Nagmay, let's set the stage. I know this is a bit painful here, obviously. About the time, the last time you saw your husband. I think people, again, this is a lot of people listening to the broadcast have not heard the whole story, and they're hearing it from you. When was the last time? What transpired during that period of time?
Can you repeat that question, Dad, one more time? Yeah.
It's emotional, but he was flying back to Iran in June of 2012. To finish working on an orphanage that the Iranian government had encouraged him to start. He was supposed to be gone 3 weeks.
So so people understand, it was an orphanage for who?
For orphans, Muslim orphans, not necessarily Christian orphans.
Okay.
He talked to the Iranian government about him being a Christian. There was guidelines that were set on what and what could not be done because he was a Christian, leading this orphanage, and certain guidelines were set. They were all agreeing he would meet with the government on a regular basis. They were going step by step. They'd approved 5 out of the 6 board members. Most of the building was almost done. There were, adding fire exits and requirements. The building was almost finished and approved. And he went to finish up the orphanage for he was supposed to be in Iran for about 3 weeks, and he never came back.
So this is, folks, we're trying to give you the timeline of what has happened here, because this is, again, we talk a lot about the case, but you need to understand, and you're hearing it in Nagmay's voice. For those of you watching on television, you're seeing this. This is going on 2 years now, and the reality is, with the United States right now, right this moment, the Secretary of State for the United States is sitting across the table from the Foreign Minister of Iran. I mean, I want you to picture that in your mind. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, is sitting across a table from the Foreign Minister for Iran. And Saeed Abedini, an American citizen, is still in jail. Now, to you and I, that doesn't make sense. There's geopolitics here, obviously. But what we're doing now is urging our administration this week to do everything they can to secure the release of this pastor. To do that, we are asking you to sign on to this petition. Over 114,000, really over 115,000 people have, at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. So it's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And let me encourage you also to call and talk with Nagmay. This is an unusual opportunity that we have today. You could do that at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Calls are coming in. But if you want to talk to Nagmay and express your prayers and thoughts for her family, do that right now at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, we've got a call. Let's go ahead and start taking them.
Yeah, right to the phones we go. Anise calling in from Maryland on line 3. Anise, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air with Nagmay.
Hi, Anise. You're on the air. Anise?
Or we'll go to Princella in California. Princella, Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Priscilla, you're on the air.
Hi, Nagme and Jay Sekulow, everybody. We're so excited to be able to call. We're calling from Chico, California. I'm here with my kids. Say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I wanted to let you know we pray every single night. We make sure, even if we forget to say it, I start over, and we make sure we pray for Saeed and for you and for your children. And we prayed for his mother when she had to leave Iran as well. What is something else we can pray for you guys?
Now, I mean, let's talk about that for a moment. That's a great question Priscilla's asking. People are praying. We know literally millions of people praying around the world. But what would you have people pray for right now?
I think it's strength and hope. Especially for Saeed, it's harder as there's been more of a disconnect from him and how he's doing, and that he would continue to have hope and strength to endure that prison condition, protection over his health, but also his, psychological and emotions, that he would remain strong until we can get him out.
And I'd also urge you to pray, Priscilla, and your family. Thank you for doing that and for your kids doing that. Pray for our leaders here in the United States, that they would have the fortitude and the gumption to really do the right thing here and to secure the release of this pastor. It's that critical. I think we have an unprecedented opportunity. Jordan, you've talked about that before. We're not tying it into the P5 plus ones, but we're there negotiating with them. That's a time to get the release.
Absolutely. We're across the table with the Iranians right now, and that's unprecedented in U.S. history. So as these discussions have been ongoing over the last year, and as Iran has continued to get extensions on the deadline for the nuclear talks, this is a critical time, a critical moment for us to give a clear message to the administration that it would be unacceptable to conclude some kind of deal or even conclude these discussions without getting Saeed home. There has already been sanctions relief to the Iranian regime. They want more, but certainly what we're saying is we shouldn't even go there as a discussion until Saeed is home.
Yes. All right, folks, let's support Nagme and the family and pray for Saeed, and let's get our government officials engaged in this right now. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition. We urge you to do it today. This is a critical week. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. You can follow Nagme on Facebook as well. We encourage you to do that. As we're listening to this song where we had our good friend Ricky Skaggs come in, Where I Stand, talking about the persecuted church, I want you to be in prayer for Nagme, for the kids, and for Saeed. Sign that petition at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. A critical deadline is quickly approaching. American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen, remains wrongfully imprisoned in Iran. Now is a pivotal time in the fight for his freedom. The Obama administration is literally sitting across the table from Iran with a November 24th deadline for nuclear negotiations looming large. We can't trust Iran if it continues to wrongfully imprison an American pastor. That's why it is vital that you add your name to our new petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We've got a petition up at the ACLJ right now called Don't Leave Pastor Saeed Behind. An article that we have up says Iran must show good faith before any nuke deal, any nuclear deal, release Pastor Saeed Abedini, and there's others in prison too. By the way, we're not tying this into the P5 plus one, except but for the fact that we're sitting across the table from the Iranians. So we're not saying part of the if there's an agreement reached, you've got a clause in there for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans. We're just saying, just do it. Just get the release. It's that simple, and the Iranians certainly have the authority to do this. We've got to make sure that the Secretary of State is really pushing this issue. They say that they will be, but we need to make sure it happens. So we've got 115,000 signatures on a petition. Here's what I'd like everybody that's listening to this broadcast to do. Go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 and add your name. There's two ways to do it, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Also, follow Nagme on Facebook. We encourage you to do that so you can she could share with you what she her needs are, her prayer requests for her family, and especially for Saeed. There's been no conversation with Saeed really for the last almost a month now, which has everybody obviously concerned. So have your voice heard. Go to Nagme's Facebook page, like it, share it, get the information out. I know a lot of you are praying. We've got a full bank of phone calls here. But again, if you haven't signed on to this petition, while we've got Nagme in the studio, let's do it today. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's take a phone call.
Yep, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Pam in Texas on line 6. Pam, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Pam. You're on the air with Nagme.
Thank you for taking my call. Nagme, I just want to encourage you, my sister, to be super encouraged because God is putting it on so many people's hearts to pray for you and for Pastor Saeed and your children. Our church meets for prayer regularly, and we always pray for Pastor Saeed. My son in Idaho prays for him. So God is moving. And I've been praying that as God turned Pharaoh's heart, so I pray that he will speak to John Kerry at this time.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Pam, and let Nagme respond to that. But we are all praying that Secretary Kerry will have the ability to convey the urgency of the release of Pastor Saeed. That's what we want conveyed here. But Nagme, for you, I know we just had the prayer vigil, but all these people praying for you, I know that has an impact directly on you and your family.
It does. I travel somewhere between 2-3 times a month, and it's amazing. I just got back from Detroit and Dearborn area, and to see so many churches come together and pray and you know, it's amazing, and the response has been amazing with the body of Christ coming together and praying for Saeed.
Well, that's the idea here, folks, is we need prayer, and we need prayer specifically targeted right now for Saeed's sake and his health and mental health and physical health. But also we need prayers for Secretary of State John Kerry. I don't care what your political aspirations are, what side of the aisle you're on. Our Secretary of State is sitting across this table from the foreign minister of Iran. And Jordan, that does not happen often in U.S. history in the last 30 or 40 years.
No, it does not. And so that is why we have to take advantage of this unique opportunity and send a clear message to both President Obama and Secretary Kerry. We've got a few days here left. I mean, this deal is supposed to be, the negotiations even are supposed to wrap up on Monday, and we have not heard anything yet about an extension. And even then, an extension will mean more sanctions relief for Iran. Could there be potential of increased sanctions relief? That's all on the table. And so even if there's not a final deal, we believe this is critical because there's a deadline here. There's an American in prison, and we are sitting across the table, I say we, the United States government, from the top Iranian negotiators. And I think a very clear message could be sent. We are not going to move forward on any of these topics about sanctions relief and the bigger issues until you send people like Saeed home, until they're home. And then when they're home, we'll start having these conversations. But until then, you're holding Americans, as you said, in a sense, hostage to these negotiations when they should not be part of a negotiation over some issue like this, a nuclear program and the nuclear capacity of a nation.
All right, folks, if you want to sign that petition, and I urge you with Nagme on the phone today, on the air with us both on radio and television, to do that. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to that petition. Follow Nagme on Facebook. Again, we encourage you to do that. But again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's go ahead and take another phone call.
Right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Brenda in South Carolina on line 5. Brenda, welcome to JSecuo Live.
Hi, Brenda. By the way, if you want to talk to Nagme, folks, we're going to be here for another 30 minutes. Nagme will be here for most of that. So 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Brenda, go ahead. You're on the air with Nagme.
Hi, Nagme. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for calling in.
Well, you're very welcome. Well, I certainly, my heart goes out to you and to your family. But I'll tell you right now, you know, we do know that through all of this that God is being lifted up. And God has a plan. And this is wrong, but it is an example to us as to why, as Christians, we are going to have to get strong. We're going to have to become stronger, and we're going to have to involve ourselves more with our political system in order to protect the rights of Christians.
Amen.
Now, Nagme, you've heard, and I appreciate that, Brenda, you've heard from people from all political persuasions. You've talked to Republicans and Democrats. There seems to be universal concern right now, certainly domestically here in the United States, and I'd say around the globe, because we have offices around the globe that have been engaged in this, for your husband, for the situation. What are you sensing when you're talking to political leaders?
You know, it's not as mentioned, it's prayer is really important, but it's important that we speak out and sign the petitions. But that this is a bipartisan issue. This is a religious freedom issue. It's something that we should all care about. This is something that Republicans and Democrats should speak out against and be vocal about. So it's getting more support from both sides.
We think that's absolutely critical. Folks, by the way, if you want to talk to Nagme, she's going to be here for another couple segments. If you want to talk on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Remember this, we're here for a full 30 more minutes on SiriusXM. You're getting the whole broadcast. If not, simply go over to ACLJ.org if your station doesn't carry the full hour of the broadcast. But again, if you want to talk to Nagme, 1-800-684-3110. Again, 800-684-3110. We need you to be praying for Pastor Saeed, praying for Nagme, but also urging, contact your members of Congress, urge that this issue stay front and center, especially this week and into next as the discussions go forward really regarding the entire situation as it relates to Iran and nuclear arms and nuclear capabilities and the United States. We're, again, to paint that picture, we're right across the table from them. Let's urge the release of Saeed Abedini while we're at the table. If you want to sign that petition, I urge you to do so. It's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Absolutely critical we hear from you. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Follow Nagme on Facebook. Pray for Nagme. And I really encourage you to pray for Saeed as well and pray for our government leaders that are dealing with this. All of that, very, very important. Again, this song speaks volumes to the issue of what's going on for the persecuted church.
It is vital that you add your name to our new petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're joined in our studios in Washington, D.C. with Nagma Abedini, which is something that doesn't happen often. And we're glad that you're on the phones to talk with her. We are taking your phone calls. But I want, again, because I think it's important to set up exactly what happened here. So I want to take, again, a moment, Nagma, for you to explain the burden that was on you, your heart, and Saeed's heart for the people of Iran, the country that of your origin. And people need to know that. So this burden was on your hearts to reach out to orphans. And from that, we, of course, have this horrendous situation that's happened. But let's talk about what was on your hearts and what you all were doing there.
Well, we were working with the Iranian government at their encouragement on an orphanage that was for Muslim kids. And we'd been working on it since 2009. And June of 2012, Saeed left to finish up on that orphanage, approve the final board member, and finish the building when he was taken, unfortunately, and put under house arrest in July of 2012 and put in prison in September of 2012.
And Jordan, we've been engaged in this issue now for really going on 2 years. And let's explain the process of what we've done here so people understand what is going on, not just in the United States, but literally around the globe. As we've dispatched lawyers from our other offices. We've sent lawyers to the UN. Nagma has appeared before the UN. You've appeared before the UN. We had our office in France appear before the UN. Our office in Kenya sent a representative before the United Nations.
That's right. I mean, you know, you never exhaust every option, but any opportunity we've had through any of our resources, whether it's here in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill, I mean, Nagma has been a champion for her husband, and we're now going on 786 days here. And she was not only were we yesterday doing a podcast with Greta Van Susteren of Fox News, and right after that, Nagma had to go to a meeting on Capitol Hill with members of Congress. This has been a very busy 2 years and difficult on the family, especially because she has been an advocate all over the world for her husband with two young children, 8 and 6 years old. And so every opportunity that comes about, we try to take advantage of and do everything we can. But ultimately here, and I was talking about this yesterday as well with Greta Van Susteren and Nagma, that when the United States is at the table, all of that can be helpful to push the U.S., but the U.S. is the most powerful country in the world. When they're at the table with Iran, it's going to take the U.S. making a much stronger push because ultimately they are the strongest voice, the U.S. government, at the table and in the world.
Nagma, very quickly here, what would you ask for right now? You said this earlier. Let's talk about it again. The prayer for Saeed right now. What would you have people pray for Saeed?
Endurance, protection over his, the psychological warfare and the emotional and his physical and in our family. It's been really hard as a mom. It's been very emotional because it's been hard watching the kids grow up without him. I was just recently watching a video where Jacob was I think one or two, and he was a baby, and I realized, you know, they're big now. My daughter was 5, now she's 8, and it's been a really hard journey. And so prayer for our family, it's been a very hard and emotional journey, and endurance to continue fighting for his release. And I appreciate ACLJ has been my greatest advocate, our greatest advocate and support, and we appreciate that.
Well, I do want to say when we get back from the break, I want to talk about the impact this has on the kids because it's real, folks, and you're hearing it from Nagma's heart. Again, if you want to talk to Nagma, you could do so on air at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We'll be taking those calls. We have added a lot of signatures to this petition that is going to government officials as we speak. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. You know, when we play this song, Where I Stand, there's a line in it that talks about my heart is crying. And that was actually words spoken by Jacob Abedini, the son of Pastor Saeed Abedini and his wife Nagma. We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. This is an important time, folks. We're at the table with the Iranians. We need your help. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And follow Nagma on Facebook as well. We encourage you to do that. We'll be back with your calls in a moment. Nothing the eye should ever see.
A critical deadline is quickly approaching. American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen, remains wrongfully imprisoned in Iran. Now is a pivotal time in the fight for his freedom. The Obama administration is literally sitting across the table from Iran with a November 24th deadline for nuclear negotiations looming large. We can't trust Iran if it continues to wrongfully imprison an American pastor. That's why it is vital that you add your name to our new petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We are taking your calls. We're with Nagmay Abedini. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We've got a lot of people been calling and been on hold wanting to talk to Nagmay. Let's go ahead and do that. And let me say again, if you want to talk to Nagmay on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take William's call, Jordan.
Yep, William, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, William.
Hey, Jay, Jordan, and Nagmay. First of all, I just want to tell you just how I want you, your husband, Jacob, and Rebecca to feel the prayers of each and every person that's praying for you all across the world. At our church, we've been doing a 10-day solemn assembly, which we pray and fast and pray for those people, loved ones, those who need to be saved. And on tonight, which is be our last night, I'm definitely putting you and your family on that list. And we're just going to believe and report to the Lord that the Lord is going to see it all the way through and that your husband will be home.
Well, William, I know Nagmay appreciates it. I'll let her talk in a moment, but I know she appreciates that. And we appreciate you being such an advocate for her. I know you have been. You've talked to us a couple times on air. And the fact that you are that engaged in the issue gives us great hope. Nagmay, go ahead.
No, I just, amen. Thank you for putting him on prayer lists and praying. That's the most powerful weapon we have is prayer.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting to me, and I think it's important and encouraging in a difficult situation when I hear from people like William and others that are speaking out on this issue at their church or contacting Congress or wherever they might have a sphere of influence, that is a very important part of what's taking place here. So, again, we are taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We're going to go right back to the phones. Again, Nagmay's with us for this segment. Let's go ahead and take another call, Jordan.
Christy's calling in from Oregon on line one. Christy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. Hi, Nagmay, you precious heart. I know you have been so strong, and I bet you're weary by now. But don't be weary because we love you. We're praying for you. We believe Jesus is going to answer. I just can only imagine the souls that are being saved because of Saeed over there. And I guess, you know, eternity is really important to the Lord. Eternity is really important to the Lord for each and every individual. So it seems to me like when I pray, because it's so hard to hear your kids cry and say, why isn't Jesus answered? And he's not home yet. And that's hard. But I know that he's good, so I know that he must be saving souls for eternity, and he will comfort your kids because he loves children so much, and I'm so proud of you, and I know so many people are so proud of you. So God bless you. Don't give up. God strengthen your inner man and keep going. You've been so brave and so inspiring. We love you.
Nagme, talk about the kids for a moment. I know it's tough. Christy, thank you for that call and for those words of encouragement. I know it's been really tough for the kids. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Yes, that's the painful part of the journey. I think it was last week, Jacob brought a picture of Saeed, and he was holding him, and I think Jacob was kissing him, and said, "Mommy, look, this is the picture Daddy's holding me, and I'm kissing him." And I just could see the longing in his eyes for that touch, and that, that's the hard part, yeah. Is the kids.
Folks, I want you to really take this to heart, to our listening audience right now, and for those that are watching by television. Really take this to heart, and pray for Nagme, and pray for the family, and pray for those kids, and pray for Saeed. And also right now, really pray for our government leaders that they will have the wherewithal and the capability to negotiate the clemency and release of Pastor Saeed Abedini. We're being that direct. So we need you to be part of that team by prayer, by action as well. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to add your name to that list. Let me also encourage you, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, explain for a moment the advocacy we're doing at the State Department so people understand when we're saying we're talking to the State Department exactly what that entails.
Sure. Well, the State Department officials at the highest level know about Saeed's case and obviously have said that they have worked on Saeed's case. What we are concerned about is that it has not gone far enough. Not the idea that we're not getting updated and that their relationship, you know, it says ups and downs. Sometimes we're very public with our criticism because we need something to change. There are other times we are supportive of new efforts they may undertake. At this point, we know that the State Department is leading the efforts to negotiate a nuclear deal with the Iranian government, and that is the government that's holding Saeed. We are making concessions and have made concessions to the Iranians when it comes to relief on things like sanctions. And so that this is a critical time to make it clear to our State Department that it would be unacceptable, and we'll be very outspoken about it, if they come up with a new deal with Iran come Monday, more sanctions relief come Monday, or even extend this these negotiations, which means an extension of sanctions relief for Iran, without getting Saeed home. That it's unacceptable at this point. We're more than 2 years in, 786 days. It's time for Saeed to be home. And, you know, with all the effort that we do around the world, it is really because of this direct dialogue that's happening. It's not back channel anymore. It's really up to the United States. This is an American citizen, yep. and they are in dialogue directly with Iran. You know, we are doing everything we can to push them in that direction.
So, folks, if you want to join that effort, you can at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We are taking your calls to speak with Nagme at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take another call.
Cindy is calling in from Louisiana on line 4. Cindy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air with Nagme.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to express my sincere sympathy that he's being held in that terrible place, and to let you know, Nagme, that so many people love and care about you across this nation, and that we're praying for everything that you and Jay have mentioned and for your lovely children, and just praying for John Kerry today to have the heart to do the right thing and to beg for your precious husband's release. But we love you, and just we ask God to bless and protect you. And Jay, thank you so much for all that you do for all of us in this case and for other things that you do. We just thank God for you too. So God bless you all.
Well, I appreciate
today.
It, Cindy. Thank you for calling in. And I want to underscore something Cindy just said to our listening audience, and that is pray for John Kerry. He is our Secretary of State. He is sitting across the table from the foreign minister of Iran. And this is really unprecedented. And when you're across the table from the foreign minister and you're shaking their hands, let's urge them to put it at the forefront of their thought, not on the periphery, not on the fringes of the discussion, but as the serious discussions take place, that they would at least do what's called in diplomatic circles a confidence-building measure, and that is obtain the release of Pastor Saeed Abedini unconditionally and immediately, whether it's through clemency or whatever other proceeding it might have to be, but immediately. We are asking for that. So I want you to join all of us in that prayer. Think about that in the days ahead, folks. It really is critical. Pray for Secretary of State John Kerry. We're going to get this information to the Secretary's office on this petition. You could sign it at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I'll tell you what, we are taking some more calls, folks. 1-800-684-3110. Let's take another call here before the break. Jordan?
Sure. Charlie calling in from California on line 3. Charlie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Charlie.
Thanks, guys. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. Not me. I'm so sorry for what you're having to experience right now. And I just wanted to hopefully encourage you a little bit. I've been reading through Matthew recently, and it's neat to me when the Lord is willing to send angels to speak like he spoke to Joseph in chapter 1 and 2 when he was confused and worried. And I just pray, I know you haven't been able to see your husband, and I know how much that worries you, but I pray that God is ministering to him in that cell. And we know that he can, and we know that he will. I pray that he ministers to you as well. And sometimes, you know, he even scares people, and I pray that the Lord would come to people that need a little bit of a kick in the pants and scare them into making the right decision. So just we'll be praying for you. I really want to encourage Americans this Thanksgiving to keep a space open for Saeed and the persecuted church.
Yep.
And to make sure that we're supporting causes like ACLJ, because you guys are doing amazing work.
Well,
I appreciate it.
We appreciate that. Now, I mean, let me very quickly here. We're running up on a break here. But what's the verse that's sustaining you right now? What's the scripture that's sustaining you?
I think the current suffering have nothing to compare to the future glory.
Yeah.
Just that it's Saeed and I were saved from in Christ, and it's any price is worth it.
Folks, you're hearing from Nagma Abedini. This has been an emotional broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're going into a break here, 800-684-3110. Let me encourage you to call and offer your prayers of support here. Also, follow Nagma on Facebook. You can do that easily. So go to Facebook and you can follow her and her family, and we encourage you to do that. And also, again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Secretary Kerry is sitting across the table from the foreign minister of Iran. This is the week to put the pressure on, folks. Pray for the Secretary of State that he will have the right words to get the release, obtain the release of Saeed Abedini. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 if you want to make that call and add your name to the petition. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. A critical deadline is quickly approaching. American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen, remains wrongfully imprisoned in Iran. Now is a pivotal time in the fight for his freedom. The Obama administration is literally sitting across the table from Iran with a November 24th deadline for nuclear negotiations looming large. We can't trust Iran if it continues to wrongfully imprison an American pastor. That's why it is vital that you add your name to our new petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. That's the Bend here at Jay Sekulow Live, but also our good friend Ricky Skaggs is in part of that. Came in and did a session with us, which we really appreciated. I think it's been viewed right now, if I put the five or six posts together, probably over a million times. We posted a version of it on my Facebook page just a couple days ago, and I think it had 120,000 or 130,000 views already. That when you add that together, it's probably close to, like I said, over 2 million. Again, this is a tough situation. You heard the emotion in Nagme's in her voice, and Jordan, you were there in studio. It's a tough time for her right now.
It is, and also having to retell the story is not easy when you have to go through and look at the change that's happened inside the family. You know, when this first happened, it was more recent, and you didn't know exactly how long this would go on. When you get into the two-year-plus time frame, yeah, it's a long time for someone not to have their father or their husband. And of course, even in just in the last 3 weeks, the idea that the family has basically been run out of Iran, and so the visitations have not been happening, and so to get information on site is that much more difficult. And so this is a very difficult time for the family and a difficult time for Nagme and the kids as well.
All right, we are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget, you can sign that petition at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let me say this clearly. While these negotiations are going on, it's very important that the Secretary of State bring the issue of Saeed Abedini up. We want to pray for the Secretary of State, John Kerry, and I want you to right now add your name to this petition. This is going to have a big impact, and we're over 100,000 signatures, actually over 116,000 and growing. I'm watching it click up right now, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. I'm going to urge you to sign on to that petition today, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take some calls. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110.
Let's go to Ruth calling in from Indiana on line 5. Ruth, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Ruth. You're on the air.
Okay. I really, really appreciate you guys for everything you do.
Thank you.
I really, really mean it. You're outstanding. Thanking God that you're fulfilling your purpose on earth that you're here for. I know that's not the only thing, but thank God that you're there. And I want to say that that's the first thing I thought about when you said about John Kerry, and not only him. I pray that the Lord would not give them peace at night. Sturdy minds up, John Kerry and the president, because that could be someone in their family. You remember over in the Bible, I believe that there was Pilate's wife,
right,
told her husband, don't bother that man. You know, she had been lured that night before. So I'm praying that the Lord would let them be unrest until they come to their right minds and put them in the right frame of mind and do the right thing while he's sitting across the table. And to Nagme and her children, I'm a mother and I know also, but I want her to know that just everywhere, I know she can feel it from breast to breast, that we are mourning when you mourn and we rejoice when you rejoice. But remember, summer, winter, fall, and spring. And when we get ready to plant something, we don't know where the seed goes. It goes down in the ground, and that's when the Lord is with us. We can't see it because it's underground. That's when it's germinating. He's taking care of business, and we have to stay up on our toes. That's why we have to pray for one another.
Well, right. Ruth, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your comments on this. And I appreciate, I know Nagme does too, your prayers for her family and for her strength, which is, I asked Jordan during the break just now between segments how Nagme was doing. And it's, you know, this is a time for strength. And I know this is it's a horribly difficult time for her and her family. So we need to be in prayer for them. And I encourage you to do that. Ruth, thank you for calling in. Let's go ahead and take another phone call.
Valencia calling in from New Jersey on line 6. Valencia, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Valencia.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, I just wanted to tell Nadia that I am praying for her and the family, the children, but also that Pastor Saeed is doing a great thing for the Lord in that he is standing for God. He is a witness to the Iranians of the steadfast love of God, yep, and that although he has been suffering, and we pray he may be soon delivered from it and back,
yes,
home with his wife and children, but that he himself is a witness for Christ and he's doing the Lord's work even though he's in prison.
Well, Valencia, we know that that has been the case. We know that he has never hesitated to share Christ and is doing that. But we're with you. We want to pray for his release. It's time for this pastor to come home, in our view. God's in control of the timetable, but we are compelled to pray for Pastor Saeed, pray for Nagme, and pray for John Kerry, and as the previous caller said, the president as well. All right, let's take another call here. Again, folks, urging you to pray. Sign on to that petition at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255 to add your name. I'm going to go check it out right now, but on our list right now, we're at about 116,575 signatures saying, don't leave Pastor Saeed behind. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Jordan?
Lynn is calling in from California on line one. Lynn, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Lynn.
Good morning, and thank you so much.
Sure.
I just wanted to tell Nagme, remember Paul. Remember Paul. The Pastor Saeed is sharing in Paul's experience right now. God is sustaining your husband. He is sustaining your husband. I pray that he sustains you also. And I just want you to know that this victory is going to be great because it's not going to be a small victory. It's going to be told for many years by many people. And I want you to remember that the Bible says, God says, you're supposed to thank God in all things, for right. all things.
Well, Lynn, I appreciate you calling in. Jordan, let's be specific here with the last minute to go here. When we're asking, what are we asking Secretary of State Kerry to do? So people know exactly
home,
what to pray for.
To get Saeed home before they make any more concessions to Iran, any more deals with Iran, there is the initial deadline is this Monday for a nuclear deal between the United States, the P5 plus one in Iran, so the world powers in Iran. They are holding this American citizen, and we believe that it's time for Saeed to be home before any more concessions are made. So even if the deal is extended, but there's greater sanctions relief, this is the time where we have leverage as the United States, and the United States government ultimately is the one at the table with Iran. They're listening. They're showing up at these meetings, so the demand needs to be very clear.
All right, that's what we're going to do, folks. We've got a couple of things we're going to ask you to do. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 is the place to call or the website to go to add your name to this petition. Now over 116,677 signatures. So again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Also, the ACLJ is in a matching challenge this month. We could really appreciate your help. Any amount you donate to the work of the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for, so we appreciate that as well. Now, follow us on Facebook, and there's three places to go to. Number one, you can follow me at Jay Sekulow on Facebook, Jordan Sekulow on Facebook. Follow Jordan also on Twitter, twitter.com/Jordan Sekulow. Our book, Rise of ISIS, is out in bookstores everywhere. The song we've been playing, Where I Stand, comes from that book. And you could get a copy when you get the book or the ebook or the paperback. You'll get a download information for the song. We've also set up a Facebook page now for the band. It's not Facebook, Jay Sekulow Band, so we encourage you to like that as well, and you'll get updates and information on the music that the band's doing that's relating to so many of these issues that we're engaged in. That's, again, Facebook, Jay Sekulow Band. But follow Nagme as well on Facebook. And, again, sign that petition, aclj.org or 877-989-2255.
It is vital that you add your name to our new petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org.